Those for you. Thank you, Marshall and Brian. Well done. They'll be back. They'll be back for more just a little bit later. It is my honor and privilege to introduce our guest speaker this morning. Reverend Joe Sloan and I met at Unity of Auburn in the 80s, almost 30 years ago now. And Joe and his lovely now wife, Lynn, the three of us took turns volunteering there like you guys do here. We served on the board. Joe was president of the board for 3 years. And after some time, Joe and Lynn finally got together. They finally became a couple. And the rest of us at Unity of Auburn were thinking, it's about time. You know, we knew you guys were perfect for each other for so long. So it's a very happy thing. And my friendship with Joe, he's an example to me, not an official mentor, but he lives his life by example. And he's an example to me of what a man can be, what a spiritual man can be, what a businessman can be, what a great father and grandfather can be. So I have great respect for Reverend Joe. He served in the Air Force for 20 years. He is a decorated Vietnam vet. Thank you for your service. He felt the calling back in the 90s. He felt a higher calling and went to Unity Village and studied at the seminary to become a Unity minister. And even before he was a minister, graduated, he got a position working at one of the big Unity churches there in Kansas City. And after he graduated and became a minister, he went on to become the senior pastor of that community and served there for a number of years. And then one day, I got a phone call. And Lynn and Joe were missing the foothills in Northern California, looking for maybe coming back here. And what a joy that was for me to get them back here and closer to their families. And after a while coming back, they started the Grass Valley Church. It's called Unity in the Gold Country, and I had the privilege of serving on that board. And it's still today. His assistant pastor, under his mentorship, has Jerry Farwell, has now got a wonderful congregation, a beautiful church up in Grass Valley, Unity in the Gold Country. And Reverend Joe has been the regional coordinator for Unity for a number of years, since 2011, I believe. And what that is the coordinator of all of Northern California and Nevada, and he helps all the ministers. And when I was pastor Roseville, he was my boss, I guess you could say, or my overseer. And I just kind of think of him as Unity's Archbishop of the Northern California Nevada region. Now, Unity doesn't use that term, but because of Joe's Irish Catholic background, it's just a little nickname that I think of him sometimes. And so without further ado, I will introduce to you my dear friend, with great respect, Joe Sloan.
Thank you, Mark. Come back. Whoops. Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
I was glad to hear all that. I was thinking, what a fine man he must be. I need to start with a little explanation. I've got this patch on my nose. I did have a skin cancer removed almost a month ago, and it's healing extremely well. And but it's not pretty, as my wife says, and so I have this. And I was a little concerned that it might be disconcerting, you know, to look with a patch. I was trying to think of other things I could use that would maybe hide it, and I just came up with maybe thinking that this would help a little bit, but cover the nose. You don't find that distracting, do you? Yeah, I really was a little concerned. I use notes, by the way. You'll be happy to know that because we all want to go to lunch. Sometimes when you see all these beautiful people and you think of things and you just want to keep rolling on. But we all want to go to lunch. I've titled my talk today, Every Soul Has a Mission. So I'm talking about all of us. And I'm going to start with a poetry from Alfred Lord Tennyson, who is one of my favorite poets of all time, from something called In Memoriam that will fit into what we're talking about. That God which ever lives and loves, one God, one law, one element, and one far-off divine event to which all of creation moves. All of creation moves. I love that. The great Tennyson, when I was in high school, my brother and I, we became very enamored with poetry, and in particular, Tennyson, and in particular, one of his poems, Locksley Hall. It's one of heroic tragedy and lost love, perfect for a high school kid. And we committed some of it to ministry, to memory. And when we graduated from high school, my brother went off to join the Navy. And so he related this to me later. He was off in boot camp down in Maryland, Bainbridge, Maryland. And so he's in the nighttime comes, and he's in this barracks with, you know, like 50 other guys. And finally it comes time for the lights to be down. Everybody be quiet. So they do, a moment of silence. And my brother decides to emote for some reason. He says to this great crowd of silent people, "I remember one who perished. Sweetly did she speak and move. Such a one do I remember, whom to look at was to love. Should I think of her as dead and love her for the love she bore? No, she never loved me truly. Love is love forevermore." 50 guys, silence, and finally a voice from down the end. "Okay, Mother Goose, let's knock it off and get some sleep." Mother Goose. The lovely tragedy of youth and the crashing blow of reason. But the poet was right, was he not? Love is love forevermore, evermore. That God would ever lives and loves, one God, one law, one element, one far-off divine event to which the whole creation moves. Regardless of what you think is going on in the world, the illusion that is going on in the world, we are all moving to that one great divine event. And that is our mission. And so I've titled my talk today, "Every Soul Has a Mission." For we do. It is a mission of this ministry, which is our own personal mission. All creation moving towards that one great event. We come from God. And because we are made of God, we share those same attributes of God. The nature of God is our nature, love, and joy, and creativity. Every soul has the ability to receive and give love. This ministry is an opportunity for us to exercise that mission, the mission of the church and our own personal mission. And so when we give, and you were asked for volunteers this morning, but when we give of our time and our talent, and yes, our financial treasures, to support this ministry, we are taking advantage of the opportunity to make dreams come true, your dreams and the dreams of others. You will never know what your presence has been to other people, helping to make their dreams come true. And we do this through this vehicle, which we call a ministry. When we give, we receive, as Tennyson said, all the wonders of the world. Wonders we will never know. Tremendous ability we have to create wonders. You and I are so much more than meets the eye, and so are all our brothers and sisters. Do not judge them by what you see. They are so much more than that. And maybe we will come to that place, finally, and believe what Jesus told us when he said, "These things I do, you can do, and even greater things can you do." You, wow. We could only believe that, for it is a truth. Trusting God gives us a spiritual incentive for personal growth, gives us the feeling of having a supportive parent, a guide giving us unconditional love. unconditional love. Something that we can, someone and something that we can rely on. Sometimes we tend to rely too much on other people. Such was the case over there in Ireland. This fellow Murphy was walking along this little boreen, that's what they call a path over there in Ireland, walking along the boreen. And he comes to the bend in the road, and here comes Sister Mary Margaret coming the other way. And when she sees him, she lets out a scream, throws her arms up, her basket flies in the air, and he says, "My God, sister, what's wrong with you?" She says, "I was just with Father Muldoon, and he says you was dead." He says, "Well, you can plainly see I'm not." She says, "I don't know, Murph, you're such a liar." Says, "I'm inclined to believe Father Muldoon." Who can we believe? Who can we trust? Beautiful quote from Ernest Holmes. I heard it from a Unity minister at a conference in June, so I used it, stole it. Ernest Holmes, "I am guided and inspired by the same imagination which scatters the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in its grasp." Isn't that beautiful? Answer's yes, by the way. Beautiful. We come to realize and appreciate that each of us are capable of so much more, comforted by the thought, the feeling that we are not in charge. Isn't that good to know? We need not be in charge. All we need to do is be our best. You'll hear me say that again. All we need to do is be our best. And what does that entail? What is the purpose of my life, the mission, and my joy? What would be a good mission statement? Like this: I express love and the love and joy of God in all I say and do. I move myself, and in that process, move myself and my brothers and sisters closer to the peace and joy of God, towards that one divine event to which all creation flows. How do we accomplish our mission? We use our free will to make wise choices, to express the essence of our soul, joy, creativity, in everything that we do. To learn, to grow day by day from a spiritual perspective. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could wake up every morning and you belong to no political party, you belong to no particular community, maybe not even to a religion. Get up in the morning and see all the world through the eyes of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? No, with none of those limitations. To live in that manner, making wise choices, our spiritual energy expands. You may remember Deepak Chopra saying that we are 99.9% intelligence and spirit. Energy and spirit. Intelligence and energy and spirit. The intelligence that comes not from the head, but from the heart. That's what we are. To activate that energy, we come to remember who we are in that process, like that beautiful piece we saw this morning. Who are you? Yeah? Who are they? Who are we? The great teacher of teachers, Emily Cady, said, "I am spirit, perfect, holy, harmonious. Nothing can make me sick or afraid, for spirit is God, and God cannot be sick or hurt or afraid. I manifest my real self through this body now." This body. Course in Miracles says it's impossible to be tired, but it is very possible to exhaust oneself. And how do we do that? Through judgment. We judge, and that's exhausting. Who do we judge the most? We spend a great deal of time downing ourselves of all things. And isn't that exhausting? Don't you find it that way? When you're down on yourself, God sees you as a beautiful child, capable of expressing love and joy at all times. So would you contradict God? Well, we do. We do it, don't we? I do it. We see ourselves limited by so many things, our past. Why did they call it the past? Because it's past. It's got nothing to do with what we are now. In fact, Ernest Holmes said this, never limit life by past experiences. You find yourself doing that? Why do we allow these backward thoughts to hide the truth about us? Are we afraid to express our love and joy to our brothers and sisters? Afraid to express who we are? That gets me, hits me in a real tough spot. Why do we always look backwards? Why are we upset because of something that one of our brothers and sisters says to us? It's not what they say to us has nothing to do with us and has everything to do with them. I lost my thought for here a moment. Sometimes that's why I use the notes, because otherwise I could be way over here in no time at all. We don't have to be perfect. We are allowed to fail. God does not keep score. I'll say that again. God does not keep score. Hardly anybody believes that, but it's the truth. In fact, I don't know how many people were former Catholics in there. Not as many as in Unity. We pick it. If it was, I coined this phrase that if it weren't for the Catholic Church and AA, there wouldn't be a Unity. You know, would seem to bring all those people in. But this is from a Catholic priest, an Irish Catholic priest, of course, at a memorial service in Grass Valley. He says, when you get up there to heaven, the first thing you're going to want to do is start apologizing to God for the stuff you did. He says, and I think God will say, I don't know what you're talking about. Come on in and have a good time. I'm banking on that. All our mission calls for us is to do our best, to be loving, to express God in everything we do. Only our best, our best. Abraham Lincoln said, I do the very best I know how, the very best I can, and I mean to keep doing it until the end. Until the end. And he did. And don't be ashamed to express your personal mission. Don't be worry about what other people think. Just express who it is that you are all the time. To be your true self. You can't really hide yourself anyhow. Such was the case over there in Ireland again. It was during World War II, and the Germans had a spy in Ireland. God only knows why, to count sheep or something, I don't know. But they did. And they hadn't had contact with him for a long time, and so they picked out a man who could do a good Irish brogue, and they said, you're to contact this man, Murphy. And when you find him, say this to him, the brown cow stands in the green field, and he'll know. So they parachute him in at night, and the next morning he comes out into finds this little road, and a man coming on a horse and cart, and he waves him down. He says, could you help me? I'd be looking for a man by the name of Murphy. And the fellow says, well, you got a problem there. He says, in our little village, he says, there's Murphy the grocer, and there's Murphy the baker, and Murphy that runs the bank, and Murphy that owns the pub. He says, as a matter of fact, I'm a Murphy myself. The brown cow stands in the green field. Oh, he says, for sure, you'll be looking for Murphy the spy. Hard to hide who you truly are, really. Why do we withdraw from our expression of love for ourselves and for others? When you succeed in a relationship situation, it's energizing, is it not? And when you fail, it's exhausting. But it's that judgment thing again. Expressing love creates energy, Holding love back is exhausting. We must contend with fear, for there are people throughout the world that are trying to make us afraid. And the fear is an illusion that we allow to be created in our lives. We need to face fear and respond with love. We need to remember that we are of God, and no one or no thing is against you unless you choose to make someone your enemy. It's a bad choice. Fear, unforgiveness of the past, fear of what others think or what we think that they think, distract us from our mission. Our mission of expressing the love of God at all times, and cause us to lose track of our goal, creating heaven on earth. That's what we're doing. How do we do that? What is that? It's to live in harmony in all the elements of nature, for everything is God. One God, one law, one element, as Tennyson said, that one far-off event to which the whole creation moves. We are all concerned with our own well-being, our spiritual growth, and that is fine. We need to do that. And yet we need to remind ourselves that we are a beacon of light to all around us, a beacon of love, of joy, and of activity. To help another soul who is having a hard time finding their mission is a beautiful thing to do, and opportunities will come to you for certain. So that eventually, as you're coming to the senior part of your life where I am, to be able to say, I did my best to help create heaven on earth, at least in my own little corner of the world. That is the mission of this ministry, Foothills Center for Spiritual Living. That is why we come here, to give of our time, our talents, to share our treasures, to support this mission which is an important part of our own personal mission. Course in Miracles says that when a mind has only light, it knows only light. Its own radiance shines all around it and extends out to the darkness of other minds, transforming them into majesty. Magistry. Our mission, yours and mine, to do the best we can each day, no more than that, no less, knowing that we will be guided, as Ernest Holmes said, by the same imagination that scatters the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in its grasp. Guided by that beautiful image, we can say, I do my best and trust God to do the rest. It's a good affirmation. I'll say it again and invite you to say it with me. I do my best and trust God to do the rest. Together, I do my best and trust God to do the rest. That's the good news for today. God bless all here and all those with whom we pray.
Thank you, Reverend Joe. Thank you. Beautiful message. I really set you up with expectations and you didn't disappoint us. I'm so happy. Thank you. We hope that something here, when you leave, we hope you feel benefited. We hope something in the prayers, in the meditation, in the sacred reading, in the music, in that wonderful message by Joe Sloan, we hope that you feel benefited from being here, and we thank each and every one of you for coming. And now, more music with Marshall and Brian.